B-Pod Studios.
Wake up! Wake up!
So early shouting like that.
What's today?
What's today?
Thursday.
Thursday. Is this Thursday?
Thursday is...
Not quite.
Not quite.
Friday?
Friday.
Is it Friday already?
Not yet, but close.
So close I can taste it.
So close I can smell it.
Yeah, sorry. That was me.
Ew, gross.
The day is Thursday. The time is...
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, and how's everyone this morning?
Great. It was kind of chilly this morning.
Yeah, and a little mist in the air, too.
Yeah.
But it's going to get better.
It's going to be 87.
Be kind of like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
It was a good... We grilled out last night, had some burgers, sat on the deck. It was perfect.
Excellent.
Really nice.
Excellent.
Outside is nice. You should try it.
You should step out the door sometime.
Inside eating a slab.
Do you have like a little air chamber that meets you at the car so you don't have to actually step outside and it takes you into the house?
If I could afford that, I would.
I had to drag my children into the house at 8:15. It was still beautiful out.
Yeah.
Wow, what's that like?
It's horrible.
Okay.
Like, Daddy wants to sit down. Why don't you just go get in the shower?
No, okay. Lucy and I sit down all the time.
So what do we got coming up on the old dirty laundry at 7:45?
Oh, we have some kind of sad news. A lot of deaths.
A very
lovable 80s sitcom dad.
From your favorite show, Lauren.
Yep, yeah. One of my favorite shows.
Yeah. And what happens when you go into labor at a Pink concert?
Oh, really? Okay.
That life, death, the whole bit.
I got you. Wow. Okay. Bob Ryan, 7:25 this morning. Going to be kind of interesting because the Red Sox are going to be playing in London this weekend.
Yeah, and this is the weekend where everything happens in the NBA.
That's right. Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Oh, it's
all the free agencies and all that stuff are going to find out who's going where. All the speculation.
I want to talk to Bob about the Kemba Walker rumor.
Yeah, okay. So that coming up this morning. Excuse me. We'll learn.
LB has no idea what we're talking about.
Not a clue. We could be talking foreign policy right now. I don't even know.
Is that the first time you've ever heard Kemba Walker?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I think so.
And we'll also learn what is the most often sung song in the world. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
It's sad story time on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show this morning. You ever have something that your spouse threw away, gave away, sold, something like that without your knowledge, and then you come to find out, big mistake.
This guy screwed up.
This guy really screwed up.
I don't know if Dave's ever done this, but this is a pretty bad thing that this guy did. He had a yard sale. This man in Newton. Allen
and Newton.
Newton. He actually sold a vintage bicycle that would belong to his wife. It was given to his wife by his wife's father on her 16th birthday, more than 45 years ago. She cherished it and had planned to pass it down to their first grandchild. Now, my guess is that she didn't tell Alan this, or she did and he just didn't hear her. Maybe she did constantly and he didn't hear her, because that's believable.
Yeah. What are we doing with that bike in the garage? I'm going to give it to our grandchildren.
Okay,
whatever.
Whatever.
It's a 1970s yellow Moto Bécane French touring bike. It looks like the bike the kid had in that old movie Breaking Away.
Yeah.
Remember?
I have thought about that.
Oh, my God.
No, you're right.
That's a deep cut.
That is amazing.
But anyway, it was in her garage, and he sold it, and so he sold it apparently. It's worth, like, could be between $300 and $1,300, but he sold it for, he wouldn't even say because he's embarrassed. And he just wants to get it back. He's putting flyers up all over Newton.
Wow.
This is my favorite quote from Alan, who said, "It was important to my wife. I didn't realize how important it was." And then he said, "And that was the biggest mistake I've made this year so far."
This year so far?
So far?
Really, seriously?
Like, first of all, what are you planning on making a mistake? Like, this should be the biggest mistake you make in your life.
Do you ever have anybody do this to you? Get rid of something?
I do know that my mother took a hula hoop out of the hands of a young girl at a yard sale at our house and said, "That's mine." I am not kidding. It was amazing. We all saw it go down. And she's like, "It's mine." I'm like, "Mom, it's a plastic hula hoop." She's like, "I like it." The little girl's crying. I'm like, "Okay, we got to start. We got to wrap this up."
Your mother's a mess.
We're out of here.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, my God.
More 80s.
Incredible.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, speaking of danger, this story is just absolutely unbelievable. This story comes out of Russia. So there's this group of hunters out, Russian hunters, and they have a bunch of dogs, hunting dogs with them. And the hunting dogs, they sniff out a cave. And they won't leave the cave. The hunter's saying, "Ah, nothing there. Come on, let's go. Let's go." Dogs wouldn't leave. They kept sniffing around the cave. So they said, "Well, we better, maybe we should look inside the cave and find out what's in there.
Come on, comrades, let's check it out."
And I'm thinking, you know, that's kind of a dangerous thing right there, because you never stick your head in the hole in the ground without knowing what's in there, you know? Because
I've never really heard that rule, but it does seem like
by.
A good
words
one.
To live by. So
at least they had guns.
They had guns. They had guns with them. So they go into the cave, and they see this thing laying there, and they suddenly decide it's a human. It's a human body, and they're pretty sure it's a dead human body.
Ooh.
But then the human body opened its eyes.
Ew.
Oh. And it turns out that he had been in the cave, and they estimate maybe as long as a month, almost a month.
Whoa.
And he had been dragged into the cave by a large brown bear. And the bear was actually saving him in the cave to eat later. You know,
that's like my Italian sub from last night.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
<Wow.
laughs>
I was like, I'm going to eat half of this and save it for later. So yeah. I get it.
The guy, wow. The guy had
amazing portion control by that bear.
I know. It takes a lot.
Well, a whole person is too many calories.
We will save it for leftovers.
Yeah. How many points is this man?
Wow. Yeah.
He was just
wow.
He was like
bear
a human skeleton. Part of his skin had already begun to decay.
Yeah, slough off.
He was almost like mummified.
Yeah,
he was
like a living
mummy. Because the bear had broken his back so he couldn't move. And he was just laying there.
And they say that...
Oh,
I wonder what he smelled like.
He couldn't have been good.
Not good.
Well, he survived by drinking urine. And I'm thinking, wow, yours or the bear's? You know, and if it's the bear's, how'd you get the bear to do that?
Those Russian bears.
That's right. Those Russian bears are very cooperative. So
it
just an absolutely unbelievable story. And they say that they think he may recover. And medical officials have no idea how the guy was able to survive this
whole thing. His spine is broken.
Yeah, spine. The bear broke his spine. Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
So I just thought I'd pass that along as a happy little story for you this morning here on the Warner Warning Morning Show.
It's actually hopeful. It's a hopeful story.
And remember, only you can save a hunter for snacks.
Okay. All right.
Now,
wow.
The Red Sox are on their way to London.
Yes, and thank goodness, because they blew a save last night. Oh, Matt Barnes went in with a one-run lead. Top of the ninth, boom, two-run homer, given up to Jose Abreu. The Red Sox dropped that finale, 8-7 to the White Sox at Fenway. J.D. Martinez had a homer. Xander had a two-run single. We actually had a three-run eighth inning that put us ahead. And then the league-leading 16th blown save by the Red Sox. But now...
Craig Kimbrell looks better all the time.
Yeah, they are on their way to London, and coming up at 8:20, we're going to tell you how they're traveling, because you won't believe the plane they're taking over there.
Trust us, they don't travel like we do.
No, so they have games against the Yankees in London at London Stadium. Saturday at 1:10, Rick Porcello's going. And then Sunday morning at 10:10 a.m., there's a Red Sox-Yankees game live from London. And coming up at 7:25, we will talk to Bob Ryan about all the Red Sox stuff and the Celtics rumors. Are they close? Can they get Kemba Walker? Is that possible? We'll find out with Bob Ryan.
This could be pretty big. Okay, 7:25 this morning right here at WROR.
And more.
1057 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. 80s and more.
1057 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So, how many times are you going to hear, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
How long's the trip?
Yeah. It's going to be a 3-hour trip.
Okay. We did Canton to like south of Portland, Maine, quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours, but it was. It was the 80s, so we didn't have a lot of gadgetry.
Yeah.
So I think I probably asked. My sister would ask. She was the youngest. I'd say five times.
Five times, yeah. Five
times. Okay. What do you think?
Well, you know, it didn't seem as many when I was a kid, but now that I'm a parent and the kids are behind me in the seats, it seems like it's almost incessant, just constant.
Like every 10 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, a 3-hour drive, let's do some quick math. No, it's not. Let's just say like 15 times.
Okay, so the average time is 18 times.
18,
yeah.
Okay, on an average road trip.
I'm sorry, 16 times. 16 times is the average, 16 times. So I remember one family trip, and everything changed with technology, when technology came out. And now you got electronic games and all that kind of stuff, you know, and you can watch videos in the car and all that kind of stuff. But this was like the 70s. And so I got two kids. So we're going to take a road trip. We're all, the family's living in Denver at the time, and we're going to go back to my home, which I grew up in Indiana. So that's a pretty good drive.
That's right, yeah.
So we decided, okay.
It's all downhill, though.
We're gonna, yeah, it's all downhill all the way, you know, because you leave the Rocky Mountains and keep and they end up in the Mississippi River and you drown. So anyway, so I decided, okay, let's make a great family trip to go back. I'm going to back and meet, you know, a visit with the grandparents and all that sort of thing. So we pull out of Denver, and it's middle of July, really, really hot. And so in the car, I got, you know, mom and dad are in the front seat, and in the back seat, I got two sons, a black lab, and a shih tzu. So the whole family's, the dogs are going, everybody's going.
Whoa.
So 2 hours out of Denver.
I can't believe you ever owned a shih tzu.
I know,
that's
right?
The most shocking thing of this
yes,
story so
exactly,
far.
Yeah.
Was my wife's dog.
Okay,
so 2 hours out of Denver, number one son, who's like five at the time, says, you know, Dad, if we'd taken an airplane, we'd be there by now. I thought, probably the best words he ever uttered to
me. Smart kid.
I know. My family trips, we did a couple. One memorable one was, it was like a European vacation. We drove from England to Scotland. We did one from Arizona to California in a camper. That was kind of a nightmare. But my favorite road trip story is an homage to my father's brilliance, because we were riding a long stretch of road where there were outposts every couple of miles selling wares of some sort. Like just, it might have been like, you know,
touristy junk.
Stuff, all the tourist traps.
Yeah.
And so we'd be like, Dad, can we stop there? Dad, can we stop there?
Oh,
and it went on and on and on. And so finally my father invented a game called Hit the Deck. Now this was when you didn't really have to wear seatbelts all the time. He's like, all right, you guys, let's play the game Hit the Deck. Every time I say Hit the Deck, you guys dive under the seats and pretend you're not there.
Brilliant.
So every time he could see the outpost first, he'd be like, Hit the Deck! And we go down and then took care of the whole thing.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
That
brilliant.
Guy's smart.
Yeah.
I don't tell him often enough.
Dangerous. Very dangerous.
But very smart.
But very smart.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny because we want to do some road trips with the kids. Like, our kids are five and nine, so we're like, we should start doing some, like, family road trips. But every time I tell a story of my childhood family trips, because my parents were teachers, so one summer we did a road trip. We were on the road for 42 days, and we drove to California and back.
That's a road trip.
And every story I tell from that trip to my wife, she's like, we're never going to go on a road trip.
And I don't blame her.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemony Fuss, along with their buddy Elmer, are out deer hunting in the Allegash when a gunshot rings out.
Uh-oh, I think I just shot Elma. We better get him to the hospital real quick or he'll die.
Well, how are we going to carry him, Ephus? He must weigh a good 250 pounds.
Oh, that ain't nothing. We carry bucks out bigger than that. We do it all the time.
All right, I'll stay with him. You go get the truck.
All right, I'll be back.
About an hour later, Lemon Ephus are standing outside the emergency room at Bangor General Hospital when Doc Sider steps out and we hear...
Boys, we got some very bad news for you. Elmer's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah, I thought that gunshot hit him in the heart.
Oh, no, that didn't kill him.
Well, Lem, I told you we shouldn't have tied him to the hood of the car. All those tree branches smacking him for the 5 miles probably beat him to death.
No, that didn't do it either.
Then what was it?
Well, I can't be positive, but I'm pretty sure the way you gutted him did it.
Soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is very important because it's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself, Bob Ryan, who joins us right now. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Very, 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 very quickly, I have to give two mandatory shout-outs. The first one is to Jerry York, D.C. hockey coach, who is going into the College Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Deservedly, the winningest coach with four national championships as well. And secondly, happy birthday, Elaine Ryan.
Oh, yes. I recognize that name.
We got that. Now.
Okay, good. Now, the first thing, I'm so disgusted with the Red Sox. I know. You know, Kimbrel would look really good in the bullpen right now, don't you think?
Yes. There were signs of slippage with him, and I wasn't, like, freaking out when they didn't re-sign him. And they made it clear they probably weren't going to. But you got to replace him in some form or fashion, and they chose to go in-house, and it was going to work out with the people they had, and Matt Barnes maybe. But it was, remember, we didn't have a specified person for the ninth inning, but we all knew it was probably going to be Matt Barnes. And you root for him, a UConn guy, good guy.
I know.
But here's the numbers, as you well know. I'm sure they're out there, and, bold-faced. They've had eight games in which they had a lead after the seventh inning, and they've lost, and four games they've lost in the ninth, and that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Even if you've won four of those games, you'd be in good shape. Yes, it's a hard. Yesterday was just catastrophic. Awful. Terrible. Awful. Spoiling a really good comeback.
Okay, well, let's move on to something positive. How about the Celtics? what is going to happen, Bob? What's going to happen? Because trade deadline. Well,
everything's going to happen coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Really.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, first of all, yes. But first of all, the reality of departures is the 30th of June. That's Sunday. So after that, we finally know goodbye, Kyrie. Goodbye, Al. I feel badly about that one, of course. And we'll see what else. There'll be restricted free agency for Terry Rozier. And see if anybody who wants him and where we go from there. A lot of questions, no question. But let me just say to people, I'm not doing the total panic thing. We still have Smart. We still, who I love. We still have a Tatum who will play better this year. We still have Brown who figured it out in the second half of last year. And we still have Hayward who I predict will come back to with all-star status. That's a pretty good start. And I'm not, it's not like we're a disaster team. It's a disappointment. Yes, this year was a huge disappointment. And then we'll see if perhaps there'll be some addition. Danny's in a position to add somebody, and we'll see if he can.
Are you concerned at all, Bob, that Boston isn't like a destination for big name talent?
Brian, that was my worry. I said for 20 years that Boston was had never signed a prime of life free agent. It was an old, cold Eastern city, and the modern generation was not interested in the parquet floor or the flags. And then they signed Al Horford, who was a top line player, and he gave them three very good years, and that seemed, I thought, to break the mold. And now but Al leaving, I haven't seen anything from Al. Has anybody you call seeing anything from him? Because he hadn't done it yet. So
just his sister's Twitter. Basically, but
wish him well because he's. And by the way, anywhere he goes, that team will be a better off for it, on and off the court. I assure you.
Yep.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
He was the first one, but thus far the only one.
The big rumor I know that's been going around is Kemba Walker. That could change things. He's vacationing with Jason Tatum right now, doing some Nike stuff.
How much of a difference could he make?
And the thing, he doesn't, unlike Kyrie and unlike Kawhi, you don't know what's going on in his head, and unlike Durant, there's no baggage with him. He just plays, and he would be a wonderful addition. And there's going to be a lot of interest in him, the Knicks, for sure, and other teams. I mean, he's a really good player, and right in the prime of life. If that ever materialized, that would be a very welcome replacement for Kyrie.
Okay.
It'll be interesting.
By the way, Red Sox, you're not going to believe, how they're flying to London. This is the most luxurious thing I've ever seen in my life.
No kidding. Well,
Darren Rovell tweeted some pictures of the airliner that they're taking over, and it's spectacular. It's like it looks like Austin Powers' plane.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. It's like you step into a nightclub on this plane.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this: if this were 30 years ago, we would probably be right to have total doom and gloom because we know they're not winning a division. All right,
yeah.
And that was your only way in. But thanks God, baseball created this artificial inducement called playoffs and wild cards, two of them, and they're still in a very good position to get the second wild card. And if you do, one game, and who knows, and then you go from there. It's not so the season isn't lost, but it is aggravating.
Okay.
And yesterday was absolutely devastating that lose that game after that wonderful comeback, and it's so typical of this year. But we haven't even hit July yet.
Well,
let's not completely abandoned ship.
Okay. Isn't it great? Imagine if we were having the most amazing season, and then they were going to London, and that screwed it up.
Maybe it'll turn around. Yeah, okay.
And remember, we've had so much good. The other one, yeah. We've had. You know, do I have to remind people we've had 13 parades since 2002? I mean, really, please try to avoid these.
Okay. You've talked me in off the ledge, Bob. You've talked me in off the ledge. Okay. Now, do we have any shameless plugs here this morning?
We will have no. We're in recession. Around the Horn, we're taking a week off next week. So we have the podcast, always. We have the Bob Ryan, we have the Sports Reporters podcast with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica, always available, and I recommend it highly.
Well, I'm sure you do. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks,
now,
Bob.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Where shall we begin?
Okay, why David Foster and Catherine McPhee are driving me nuts. Death. What do you do when you go into labor at a Pink concert? But first, because I'm feeling so generous on this Thursday, I'm giving away a $100 gift card from Stop and Shop just in time for July 4th. Because
excellent.
You know what?
Excellent.
You need to get some stuff.
Need meat.
So give us a call, 617-931-1057. We'll take the 15th caller. Okay. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to Sam Mayer, who is listening to us on his way to camp.
Yo, Sam.
Somewhere in New Hampshire, maybe Maine, for 7 weeks. So my friend Melissa is kid-free for 7 weeks.
Wow.
And I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Pretty good.
All right. Well, speaking of kids, when you go into labor at a Pink concert...
What do you do?
You name your baby Pink. So a baby was born during the Pink concert in Liverpool, England on Tuesday. Denise Jones was 3 weeks from her due date. So that was like legit,
wow,
you know?
Yeah, really.
When she went into the show and she wasn't really worried, the baby decided to make an early entrance during the first song, Get the Party Started.
She got the party started.
Sure did.
Wow.
Medics were on site and they helped with the delivery. And Denise said the plan was to call her Dolly Louise. But since she was born at the Pink concert, we changed it to Dolly Pink.
Thank God.
Dolly
that's
Pink.
Not better. Dolly Pink.
I think Pink Dolly would have been better. She would have been a stripper when she grew up.
Oh, God. That's so...
Hey, it's better than if it had been Bob. Bob Pink.
I don't think so.
All right. Now some sad news.
Okay.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth Chapman, passed away yesterday. She was 51. She had stage 2 throat cancer in 2017, came back. And anyway, so she was in a medically induced coma, and then Dog quoted... that she was in Hawaii and she hiked the stairway to heaven. We all love you, Beth. See you on the other side. And also, I'm kind of sad that ALF star Max Wright, who played Willie Tanner.
Hey, Willie!
Died yesterday after a long battle with cancer. He was only 75. He was diagnosed with lymphoma in 1995.
Whoa.
But he'd been in remission for a really long time. He starred in a ton of movies, by the way. 60 credits to his name in TV and film. He was in All That Jazz, Reds, The Sting, Tool, Soul Man, The Shadow, several others. His wife, Linda, to whom he was married since 1965, died in 2017 from breast cancer. They had two kids. And Max's co-star, Michu Massaros, who played ALF, he died in 2016 at 76. So I'm sorry.
You're completely
bumming
me out.
I apologize. Okay. I loved ALF. We had an ALF phone.
I had an ALF. I still have an ALF Christmas decoration.
Oh, my gosh. My dad really loved that show. My mom. And we all sat around and watched it. It was about an alien puppet. It was so weird.
Google it.
It's really good.
And check it out. You'll like it. Okay.
And then finally, I just want to mention that Catherine McPhee and David Foster are driving me crazy. Now, Catherine McPhee was on American Idol. And then she was in Waitress. And she's 35. And she's annoying. She swooped in and I guess maybe stole the heart of David Foster, who was married to Yolanda Foster, who was a real housewife of Beverly Hills. He left Yolanda when she was sick with Lyme disease and then started hanging out with this Catherine. Well, they're getting married this summer.
You know more crap about these people. I am invested.
I wish that I knew this much about the world. I would be like really a good citizen. Instead,
or
I'm
like
just,
financial stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Would that be amazing?
Anything but this. But this is what I got. This is what I deal with. This is what I have to deal with.
Work with what you have. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, she's on her Instagram and she's in Mykonos on a private yacht and she's like posting things like Mondays don't suck. And I'm like, you know what? You hooked up with an older gentleman, 69.
That's your problem.
69 years old, she's 35, who is worth $80 million. A guy who's been married 4 times before, who left his deathly ill wife for you. So have a good time on your yacht,
how
in your bikini.
Possibly. Oh, it was a bikini. Okay, now we're interested.
Nah, I'm in.
Okay.
Anyway, that's just my two other quick little things.
Two other quick little things you need to mention. We need to mention. Mick Jagger has a great grandchild who's older than his youngest child. I just wanted to mention that for you this morning.
Oh, boy. And the other thing, Foster might be going that way too.
Revere Beach will never be the same.
Why?
Because General Motors has canceled production of the Camaro. Goodbye.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
So is everybody feeling like it's going to be a day today? Going to get a winner today? You have that feeling in your bones?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR. First thing we need to do is meet our player this morning. Our player is a retired Navy guy named Raymond Sweeney, who's from Bedford, Massachusetts, on the line right now. Raymond, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, retired Navy guy, U.S. Navy, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure you know, one like the Chinese Navy. But you rarely meet a bunch of sailors from the Chinese Navy named Ray the Sailor. So that's
true.
So you understand what's going to happen here, right? You got $1,000 up for grabs at Century Bank. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to get them all right. You can pass at any time. Save time at the end to pick up and you pass on because you got to beat the buzzer. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to play?
I am as ready as I'm fixing to be.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
In baseball, how many balls make a walk?
Four.
Who starred as Clark W. Griswold in Family Vacation?
Excuse me, say it again.
Who starred as Clark W. Griswold in Family Vacation?
Pass.
What is the capital of Maine?
Bangor.
Alicia Silverstone played the character Cher in this movie. What sport did Abby Wambach play?
Softball.
Rick Springfield wants whose girl?
Jesse's girl.
What kind of car was Kit in the original Knight Rider?
Firebird, Black Firebird.
What mountain chain runs from Maine to Alabama?
Appalachian.
What does Miss Havisham constantly wear in Dickens' Great Expectations?
Pass.
Who was Charlie Brown's sister in the Peanuts comic strip?
Lucy. No.
Who starred as Clark W. Griswold in Family Vacation?
Multiple time has expired.
Really strong there.
Raymond, you had
culture ones.
You had four correct there. You passed on a few. You had a couple of wrong. So let's go ahead and review for you this morning, if you would, LBF. What do you got here?
Okay, Clark W. Griswold in Family Vacation was played by Chevy Chase. The capital of Maine, and I'll tell you that I had this wrong when I first did the quiz because I have no shame and didn't pay attention. The capital of Maine is Augusta. But Bangor is a good guess because it has that Paul Bunyan statue, and what kind of capital wouldn't have that? Augusta.
Good reasoning there.
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone played the character Cher in Clueless. Abby Wambach played soccer. Miss Havisham constantly wears a wedding dress in Great Expectations. Brian Bell had guessed a thong, but he was wrong.
If thong is not
and
correct.
Who was Charlie?
They would have made it into a much better movie, had she.
Yeah.
Even better
read a different book.
Yeah.
That's right.
It would be called Even Better Expectations.
I agree.
Who was Charlie Brown's sister in the Peanuts comic strip? Sally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you did a great job.
We have a fine consolation prize for you, Raymond. A $100 Disney gift card, and you're now qualified for the grand prize, a four-night Disney Cruise Line vacation. That's like three vacations in one. Discover more fun, more relaxation, more magic on a Disney vacation. Good luck on that. The grand prize drawing for that is Monday morning right here at WROR. So thank you very much for playing the game.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Brian and JB.
Okay, see you later.
Who
Have
else
a good
wants
one.
To play? Log on to WRR.com. You got to register to qualify. You got to qualify to play. And you could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. 5-7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. And maybe you've seen the movie. There's a movie called Snakes on a Plane. Yeah, okay, fine. Samuel L. Jackson, a lot of the word used. And but this is a completely different concept. This is all about the Red Sox flight to London. And they should make a movie out of this called Socks on a Plane. Because this is the most amazing plane. You and I will never, ever even sniff at a flight like this. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, you can marry in a minute what you make in a lifetime, Lauren, just okay. So you know.
Yeah, you may be right. check this out. This
so
is
it's,
luxury.
It's the world's largest, most luxurious charter jet. When a plane or something is so luxurious, it deserves its own Bravo show. You know that you're posh.
It's a tricked out Boeing 777.
Exactly. And apparently it's got everything. It's got a bar. It's got...
not just a bar. A bar with a full-time bartender.
Mixologist. A full-time chef. It's got, you know, sort of a dining area. It's got, beautiful. Like, the seats are 2x2.
Yeah.
It costs $50,000 an hour. It looks like something out of... Like, it looks so roomy. I can't even tell you.
It is like, it's like a sky yacht.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
It's
it has,
crazy.
It's like
below deck.
It even has cabins.
Sky yacht. Yeah.
It even has like the below deck cabins for the crew.
Right. That's where all the shenanigans happen.
Exactly. This plane needs its own show because I can imagine what the people who charter this jet are like. If it's any indication of what it's like for a yacht.
Well, because I mean, the poor Red Sox, you know, the Patriots have their own fleet of planes.
That's true, yes.
Not the Red Sox, though. They have to travel in this
piece of garbage.
Piece of
garbage.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really unbelievable.
How much does it cost per hour?
$50,000. And it can play. It can fly nonstop for about 19 hours, covering like to Miami to Sydney.
I don't know.
How much would that cost?
That would be like $1 million.
$1 million flight? Really? Okay.
Yeah, they have an extensive. The mixologist does a good job there. She was she's actually recruited from a bar in Vegas, and she's in charge of all the wines and has a.
It's got like a wine cellar.
Yeah, a wine cellar in a plane.
Oh. Is this true that they have quarters for the crew to actually sleep on the plane if they need to because of the long trip?
There's
captain's quarters for the pilots to rest and
you're
switch
right. It's like
up
a yacht.
It's amazing.
Even just looking at the cabin where all the seats are 2x2s, and it just looks it's so luxurious just to sit in something like that in a plane when you consider when you walk into a American Airlines flight or whatever, and
they're
all
squishy. If you're getting ready for vacation with your family, you're not doing it the way the Red Sox.
You might want to think about
this. There's video of the Sox.
Barstool had some video of the Red Sox Mookie getting something at the bar and their flight over.
They're just walking around . It's just amazing.
The bathroom is so big. It has two. You could totally Mile High Club. Easy.
No problem. I got you.
There's even a seat.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, it's huge. You should see it.
The plane does sound like a porn star's name.
It does.
Crystal Sky spelled Skye. So
you can change a baby there on the like. It's really
Or you could make a baby. Take your pick. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay. Well, it looks like the Brady marketing machine is in full tilt right now. A lot of stuff is going on. See all that stuff from the Brady thing?
His Insta is just on fire these days.
Having a very active offseason.
Yes.
He's posting pictures of himself. He's hawking a new watch. Is that what's happening now?
Yeah. A new watch post.
He used to do what? Tag Heuer.
Tag
Heuer. Yeah, Heuer. He used to do that.
Yeah. And now it's this IWC. It's a watch out of Switzerland. They're pretty fancy.
What are the odds of having a watch out of Switzerland?
I looked these watches up.
Yeah.
Their base models are like around $4,000 or $5,000, and then they have some that are like $26,000, $28,000.
$28,000
for a watch.
Okay.
It's a modeling shot, and he looks a little weird.
He's with Peyton Manning in another one. I'm not going to even discuss Peyton Manning's suit because I just
that
can't.
Is one hit.
But
it's like
which one
with
Peyton Manning's suit?
It looks like a clown suit.
It's like
it's got
a lot going on.
Okay.
It's got a lot going on, but Brady looks good. This particular shot, he looks like he's 22.
Yeah.
I have two theories on that one. I think in this picture, the sun is hitting him perfectly. I mean, I've stumbled into that lighting.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
I've stumbled into that lighting, and, you know, I usually look like a kitchen witch, and I can look good and when the sun is hitting your face a certain way. I just think, and everyone's like, does he have a facelift? Did he get Botox? And here's my theory about Tom Brady looking like he's in his 20s. And it's really upsetting to me. I think it's just good, clean living. I really think that's what it is. Isn't that the worst?
Who can pull that off?
Nobody. And it, you know what? And it's too late for me.
Yeah.
It's too late.
You know, you combine that with your failing eyesight, and it's like the perfect storm.
Are you saying something about how I can't see myself in pictures correctly?
Okay, over here. How many fingers can I hold up?
It's very strange. And also, on this... the Peyton Manning post,
yeah.
The text along with it was, spoiler alert, we were friends the whole time. Always great to see you, Peyton. Oh.
Well, come on. Seriously?
Really?
That's like the end of the Hills when it was scripted.
I know. And the funny thing about like famous people's Insta posts is like they interact with, you know, other famous people. So, like our friends like commenting like, oh, hey, good to see you guys, right? But on Tom Brady, Peyton Manning's post, The Rock comments, oh, if you two had just had a little more drive and ambition, it's crazy to think what you could have become. You know, and Kevin Hart chimes in with something, and it's like...
Do you ever have Kevin Hart chime in on yours?
No, he is not.
Okay. That's one of my favorite things to do with celebrities' Instagram is to scroll through the comments and see what other celebrities have to say. I'm like, ooh, Nicole Kidman really likes that post.
I know, oh, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. It's the weirdest thing.
We're messed up.
Yep.
Join us again soon for another episode of Things That Will Never Happen to You.
Lauren Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Oh, here we go. Quiz time on the Lauren Wally Morning Show. Anybody know what tomorrow is?
Friday.
Friday is correct.
Okay.
And that means we kick off another fabulous free ticket weekend.
We do?
Are you ready for this? Listen to these tickets. Pairs of tickets aboard the Spirit of Boston for their July 2nd fireworks dinner cruise.
Ooh.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Fun.
That is really cool. That'll start tomorrow morning, and it goes all weekend long right here at WROR. Got that? And don't
forget,
it's
nice out on the harbor.
It's great on the harbor.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night. Karaoke Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Galoon.
That's right.
Yeah, it starts 6:30. It starts at 6, goes to 8:30. Somebody's going to walk out with $1,000 grand prize being the best karaoke.
We've got some really good entries.
Amazing.
That are performing tonight.
Strong voices.
Yeah, some excellent.
I know
looking forward to Jukebox Hero.
Me too.
Not,
I am.
You know, to tip a hand.
Total Eclipse of the Moon.
Total Eclipse of the Heart there. Yeah, that was good.
Okay. So anyway, tonight, that's the night, and don't forget the buffet is there. You can still get your tickets online.
Don't forget. Yep. That's what I'm going to hit hard as soon as I get in there.
Pulling you away from.
Okay, WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.